If you'd open your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, please. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. After I was invited to preach in this chapel, I received a letter. And the letter told me when to be here and the time to arrive and so forth, but also told me that your theme in chapel this year has been servants in the gospel. And I think that's a wonderful theme. And so right away I began to think and pray, what could I preach that could go along with that theme, servants in the gospel? And the Lord directed me to this passage in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And I'd like to read the first seven verses from 2 Corinthians chapter 4 this morning. The Apostle Paul wrote under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, "Therefore, seeing we have this ministry as we have received mercy, we faint not, we don't lose heart, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." My friends, containers are useful, and yet containers often do not reflect the value of the treasure inside. I brought with me today a clay pot, a simple clay pot, not very fancy, not ornate in any way. In fact, I went over to Rural King yesterday, and for $1.48, I bought this clay pot. Not impressive at all. You know what? Somebody else that wasn't very impressive was a man named the Apostle Paul. Paul wasn't very impressive to the eye. In fact, there were those that mocked his physical appearance as he served on this earth. His speaking ability was often criticized, and he had a closet full of skeletons, didn't he? I mean, literally, he had a closet full of skeletons. There were those that he had put to death as Saul of Tarsus for the cause of Christ that they served. And yet, as we come to this passage in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, Paul teaches us that the value of a Christian is not found in what he is perceived to look like or be like on the outside. But the value of you and me is within us, in our clay pots. I would love to exposit through this passage this morning. I'm not going to do that for sake of time, because I really want to focus on a practical approach today. But I want to tell you just a little bit about some of the things that Paul mentions in this passage that he shares as elements of a ministry that is successful. Many of you are planning to go into the pastor, to be a youth pastor, or be a missionary, or teach in a Christian school, and all of you want to be successful, right? I mean, nobody wants to leave and be a failure. We want to be successful. And Paul gives some elements of success in this passage. He says, first of all, he's a preacher of the new covenant. He preached the new covenant, and he received mercy as he did that. So he didn't faint, he didn't quit, run from that ministry. And then in verse 2, we see how he lived a holy life, a life that was pure before God, pure and holy to his calling. And we see in verses 3 through 5 that he preached the gospel clearly and humbly. And then in verse 6, he acknowledges the divine power of God and the redemption of Jesus Christ that drove his ministry. But then he comes to verse 7. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. That word, those two words in the English, one word in the Greek, astrakonos, earthen vessels, means hard-baked clay. It means jars of clay or clay pots. So Paul says we have a treasure, and that treasure is in a clay pot. And then the next question would be, okay, if we are referred to as clay pots, what is this treasure that is in the clay pot? And I believe the treasure that Paul speaks of is Christ in you, the hope of glory. The treasure in this clay pot is the power of the gospel. The power of the gospel to save. The power of the gospel to transform us from within. And so, students today and faculty, Paul's point is this. Instead of choosing angels from heaven to blast forth the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, he has chosen you and he has chosen me. He has chosen simple clay pots. The message today is entitled simply Clay Pots. And I want to give you four principles about clay pots from this passage. The first is this. A clay pot finds its value in the treasure it contains. A clay pot finds its value in the treasure it contains. You see, clay pots were used for both honorable and dishonorable tasks. Some of the honorable tasks were ice-cold water. Now, students, if you get very thirsty during chapel and you can't take it, you can run out the door, you'll find a water fountain close by and you can drink cold water. But when this passage was written, they didn't have indoor plumbing. They didn't have water fountains. What they would use was clay pots. They'd take clay pots and they'd go to the well and they'd fill these clay pots with ice cold water. And if you've ever been really, really, really hot and thirsty, you'll give about anything for a drink of ice cold water. That was valuable. These pots were also used to store expensive coins. Gold coins, silver coins would be put in pots like this. And they would be hidden, and that would become the safe for those coins. And so they were very honorable things, but then there were dishonorable tasks. These same clay pots would be used to take out the trash, the garbage. They would also be used for human waste. Human waste would be put within these clay pots. Here's the key. For a clay pot, what's stored inside is the key to the value of that clay pot. In 2 Timothy 2:20, the Bible says, "But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and of earth, some to honor and some to dishonor." And what I want to get across to you this morning is this, under point number one. You, as a believer in Jesus Christ, you as a servant of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, you are one who should find your value in that which is in you. Not in that which is around you, but that which is in you. You carry with you the Spirit of the living Christ. You carry in you His love and His mercy and His grace. You carry His glorious gospel with you wherever you go. Live it. Proclaim it. Don't be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. And so, beloved, let's remember a clay pot finds its value not on what's on the outside, but it finds its value in the treasure it contains. And so, find your value in Christ, in His gospel. But secondly, a clay pot is only valuable if it's usable. A clay pot is only valuable if it's usable. How does a clay pot become usable? Well, it must be clean. If it's filthy inside, if it has garbage inside, then you can't put anything valuable inside. It must be empty so you can fill it up with that which is valuable. It must be available. If you need a clay pot, but it's not around, it's not available, it's not usable. And so a pot may be very beautiful on the outside. That pot may be ornate. It may have gold leaf on the outside. It may be very, very beautiful. But if it's filled with trash in the inside, it is useless. It's useless. In 2 Timothy 2:21, the Bible says, "If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, and meet for the master's use, prepared unto every good work." You see, my friends, when the Bible was written, when God, the Holy Spirit, came upon regular people and worked through them to give us those original autographs, the Word of God, the Spirit of God passed over the intellectuals in Rome and in Greece and in Egypt. He passed over the Socrates and the Aristotles. And he gave his word to simple fishermen and farmers who were empty of self, who were available, who were dedicated to Jehovah God. Students, the most important thing you can do as a servant of the gospel is stay usable. Stay usable for Jesus Christ. Keep your heart tender. It is easy. It is easy in a place like ABC, where you're around the things of God every single day, to begin to grow distant from God, to take the things of God for granted, to grow cold of heart. Don't let that happen. Walk with God every day. Don't rely on the chapel messages. Don't rely on your Bible classes. Rely on a personal time with the living God each and every day. Open His Word, pray. Because if you don't, that tender heart will begin to grow hard. When you are hurt, when you are disappointed, when somebody does something you disagree with, then you become hard of heart instead of tender in spirit. Keep a tender heart. Live a holy life. Keep short accounts with God. This is more important than intellectual brilliance. It's more important than academic degrees. It's more important than oratory skills. Being usable. Being clean. Being available for God to bless and use. A usable vessel is valuable in God's service. And then the third principle of clay pots. A clay pot is valuable when used for the owner's purposes. A clay pot is valuable when used for the owner's purposes. Each of us in this room today were created by God as His unique vessels. We are His image bearers. Do you know you are God's image bearer? He made us to be His image bearers on this earth. Psalm 139 verse 14 says, "We are fearfully and wonderfully made." That means we are precious to God. He created us. He made us. And that's why I reject some things I've heard recently. It's my body, my choice. My body, my choice. No, it's not. God created you. You're His body. And the choices you make must glorify Him. And so, because we are image bearers on planet Earth, we have a job to do as His servants. I love 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. In 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9, the Bible tells us that we are a chosen generation. That means we're an elected people by God's grace. We're a royal priesthood. That means we're a sacrificing people. We're a holy nation. That means we're a sanctifying people. And we are a peculiar people. That means we're special. were precious to God. And so, God created you as a clay pot. He created you as a special container. And the value that you and I find as clay pots is only useful when we are used for the owner's purposes. You know, our culture today focuses on the superstars. There's a big game coming up, I think. How many of you are Falcons fans? Okay, how many of you are Patriot fans? How many of you don't care? Okay, the great majority. You're different than most people out there. Dr. Hanson, this is a strange place. peculiar people. Well, here's the deal. You know, most of us, the team we pulled for isn't in the Super Bowl since only two made it. So a lot of people, I don't care. But here's our society. Our society doesn't focus on clay pots. Our society focuses on the superstars. The superstars. And we totally miss this truth because we are focused in sports on LeBron, and we're focused on Tiger, and we're focused on Serena, and this week many on Tom Brady, who could go off as the greatest quarterback in history. And all Atlanta fans are going to boo me on that. But if he wins the Super Bowl, he'll have more than any other quarterback. But that's the focus in sports. And when we come to entertainment, the focus is on Brad Pitt and Lady Gaga in music and people like this who are the superstars. And we can make fun of that, but you know what? In the Church of Jesus Christ, we have the exact same tendency. Instead of worshiping and adoring our God as clay pots, we lift up people in the Christian world to be our heroes that we bow before. We worship the superstar pastors, the mega pastor. And I'm not saying every mega church is bad. There's some wonderful mega churches, wonderful pastors, but you know, we worship the mega church pastor. We worship the media personalities on television and radio. We worship the best-selling authors. And yet, that's not what we find the emphasis of the New Testament. The emphasis of the New Testament is servant leaders. The emphasis of the New Testament is we are to be usable vessels for God to work through. It is God who blesses the clay pot. It is God who uses the clay pot. It is God. If anything good comes out of the life of Dave Buckley, it is all of God. And anything bad, it's all of me. And it's the same for you as you go out into life to serve the living God. 1 Corinthians 1:27 says, "But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise." Early in my ministry, I was hit with a truth that I've tried to hold on to and remember and kind of make it a motto for my life in ministry. And it's this: I have nothing to prove. I have someone to please. I have nothing to prove. I have someone to please. And as we go through life, there are always people trying to make us prove ourselves. And the way they make us prove ourselves is not necessarily always biblical. But if I'm not worried about proving myself, then I can focus on pleasing the one I need to please, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, folks, when we talk about a clay pot, we are only valuable as we are used for the owner, the Lord Jesus Christ, purposes. I want to challenge you, seek as you minister, seek as you go through your life, the well done of God, not the applause of men. Seek the well done, good and faithful servant, not the applause of men. Because the applause of men is very, very fleeting. The well done of God is eternal. And then the final principle today is this: A clay pot is often more valuable when broken. Mary sat at the feet of Jesus. She had a clay pot, I'm sure was much nicer than this one. But she took that clay pot and she smashed it and broke it. And as she broke that pot, precious ointment spilled out and a beautiful fragrance filled all the room. And she used that precious, precious oil to anoint and cleanse the feet of the one she loved, the Lord Jesus. She did this in an act of worship and love and gratitude and devotion. And I hate to have to say this, but I will. Until we are broken as clay pots, we can never experience the richness of the treasure within us. We can't. You see, in the will of God, you will face disappointment. You will face heartache. You will face trials. Don't get me wrong. It's wonderful to serve God. It is a blessing. There is joy in serving Jesus, but that's not the only part of it. Being a servant of the gospel of Jesus Christ means that there are times that we are rejected, that we are hurt, that we are disappointed. And yet, the wonderful part is we can still find sufficiency in God's amazing grace. I love what Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 9. He said, "My grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made strong in weakness. When I am weak, I'm strong." You see, my friends, here at ABC, your life is not meant as your own. You are not trying to climb the ladder of success. You are not trying to be the greatest preacher or missionary or Christian school teacher on the face of the earth. If you are trying to do that, you will be deeply disappointed. But if you search for God and seek to simply be His vessel, and you allow Him to break you, then He can use you. Warren Wiersbe said this: "The test of true ministry is not stars, but scars." The test of true ministry is not stars, but scars in the battle for the gospel. My wife Jeannie and I wish she could be with me today. She's a piano teacher. She's giving lessons all day. But I love my wife deeply. Wonderful, wonderful wife. Great mother to our three children. An incredible grandma to four little grandchildren, age four and under, and a fifth one on the way here in a couple months. But we have served since we got married in college for the past 37 years, we've served in ministry. Now you have that in front of you. I've got most of my ministries in the rear view mirror. Not all of it. I'm not done yet. Far from it, but a lot of it's in the rear view mirror. You know what? Many blessings. Incredible blessings. But you know what? Some of those blessings didn't seem like blessings at the time. Some of those blessings were very painful. As we have spent 37 years in ministry together, we faced rejection. And that hurts whoever you are. We face pain. We face physical challenges. There's been some hurt. And yet, I want to say from the bottom of my heart, transparently, that I have found that it is through the broken times, the brokenness of life, that blessing follows. the blessing comes. And as clay pots, we are most valuable. When we are broken, when we are spilled out, when we are used up for the Lord. And so let me challenge you today, allow the Lord to break you. Allow the Lord to do His deep work in your heart and life. Let Him take on your pride and self-sufficiency and arrogance. You say, I don't have any of that in my life. Well, I sure did when I was your age, and I sure still do now. Let God break your pride, and then let God make you into a choice vessel for Him. In closing, I want to demonstrate something for you. I've talked about this container several times today. I bought it at Rural King for $1.48 yesterday, and I want to know who will give me $5 for this today. If you give me $5, you can have this. Who wants to give me $5? You're going to give me $5. You have $5 on you? Okay, all right, come on up here. Come on up here. Ha! I bought this for $1.48. Who's the chump here? He's going to give me $5. I don't trust anybody, even Christian college students, till I see the money. Let's see the money. $5. What's your name?
Nick Martin.
Nick, you get this $1.48 clay pot for $5. Aren't you happy? But you know what he doesn't know? There's a treasure inside here. What is it?
$20.
It's yours. It's yours. Now, who are the chumps? But isn't that how we look at things? That clay pot, $1.48. It's worthless. It is, unless it has a treasure inside. Don't forget that illustration. Forget everything else I said. Don't forget that illustration. Because you know what? We are $1.48 clay pots, but we are worth so much more than that because we have a priceless treasure within us. The glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. And I want to say to you, my brothers and sisters here at Appalachian Bible College, you are valuable students and children and brothers and sisters. You are valuable friends. And over time, you will add other titles to your name. You will add graduate of Appalachian Bible College. That's something to be proud of. You will add perhaps husband or wife or dad or mom or pastor or teacher or missionary. But I challenge every single one of us to add another title to our name. Clay Pot. Clay Pot. Dave Buckley, Clay Pot. Dan Anderson, Clay Pot. David Childs, clay pot. Add that to your name. Because we have this precious treasure in clay pots.